weird.
Sports!
Go sports!
Play ball!
Slam ball is a full contact sport.
Rowan Thompson.
Trying it back in two, or we go in a rotationary triple. We can tweak.
Look at that fucking tummy.
You come before me on the day of my tertiary sports recording. And you ask me. You ask me, who are you? And I say to you, I am Sam. And that fellow over there, his name is Reed.
That's right. My name is Reed. This is Don Workman.
And I just got a sport to tell you about.
Sam, you got to tell me. Sorry, Don, you got a sport to tell me about?
I do. And,
is it snitch juicing again? Because you did that last week and we can't release that episode.
We don't talk about that.
Well, that's why I thought it was odd that you came in and said, I got a good sport for you. And then you just told me about juicing snitches. And then you said, but you can't tell no one. And then I asked Don, why did you make me record that if we can't release it? And then you said, don't ask so many fucking questions.
Yeah, what are you, a knock? Welcome to Tertiary Sports.
Your
sports outsider podcast for...
Your outsider sports podcast.
For sports outsiders.
And Sam, you got a little something for me today.
I got a little something for you.
Well, I couldn't be more excited.
Oh, something.
Okay, less excited.
Hey, do you like Chinese food?
Yes, I love Chinese. I love Chinese food.
You love Chinese food? Is that true, huh?
Yeah. I love Italian food, too. Yeah, it's good. I love me some tortellini. You use a pan sear it. You got a nice big pan.
Oh, you're talking about big pans.
I am talking about
big pans. And I gotta let you know a little secret.
Tell me, is this going to be one of those things where you tell me a secret and then you put a gun against my head? Like last week when we talked about snitch juicing?
I can neither confirm nor deny these accusations, Senator. Listen, I gotta tell you about a specific kind of pan. A specific kind of pan used generally to make Asian food. However, not exclusively.
You can use this pan for anything, really. Whatever you need a pan for. I don't want to put the pan in a box.
Listen, we're not reductive here.
I like this, like, really. I like a mafia don who, like, walks back on things he says a lot.
You'll be sleeping with the fishes. Well, you won't be sleeping. You'll be dead. And it probably won't be fishes, you know. We're going to drop you in a channel where there's a lot of shipping. And so the shipping, you know, you're not going to get a lot of fish. You'll be dead with the boats. Really is a better way to do it, really.
We'll be dead in the water. There we go. There's a nice
water.
Little...
And then it's, yeah.
Yeah. Got a little metaphor in there.
Anyway, stop crying. You look like a little idiot. I don't want to say you look like a little idiot.
You look concrete shoes. They're not actually shoes.
They're not really shoes. We're just going to put your bucket. We got some Home Depot buckets. We got them actually from a buddy who works at Home Depot.
Anyway, I got to tell you about these pants called woks.
Okay.
Yeah. Little curvature in them.
Yeah, yeah. I have a wok there.
And
great.
Now I'm going to go back
Hold
to
on.
My regular voice.
One second. Before you, hey, Don Workman, can you come back?
Yeah, sorry, I'm back.
My, in college, I had a beautiful wok. And one my mom found it at a store, beautifully seasoned. Mm. Perfect. Nice cast
Delicious.
Iron. Actually, it was a stainless steel seasoned pot. Beautiful. Wow. I had it for 2 years. And then my roommate's mom came in and she saw that it was on top of the fridge. And then she was like, well, I guess I'll do some dishes for them, which I hated.
Oh,
so she took steel wool to my stainless steel seasoned wok. And it has taken me 3 years to get it to where there wasn't rust in my food when I used it.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, Don, I think it's time for you to go and bring back Sam if you can.
That's right. I'm going to go murder a suburban housewife.
Oh, thank you. Wow. Is that what the mafia does, Don Workman? I don't want to know.
The person who washed your pan.
Oh, okay. Nah, she's lovely. You, I'd like to see you fucking try.
I didn't actually.
That was David's mother, Teresa. Absolutely no way that they would be get into Wilton. No way.
Wilton?
Wilton's the town they live in.
Oh.
You got to find Wilton
That's
first.
Too far north for us.
Yeah. You and everyone else, Don. Go get out of here, Don.
Bye, Don.
Hey, Sam. How's it going?
Hey, I'm back.
You got to stop letting that guy in the fucking studio.
Listen, I...
No, Sam. Last week he came in and he told me about...
Reed, he's got dirt on me, okay? I can't not let him in the studio.
Like a fucking Sam problem. And now it's becoming a Reed problem.
Okay. Woks.
Woks.
Let me walk it back for you.
Oh, can you
start
walk
a white boy rap album.
Oh, I was going to take it as a walking joke.
Making some Chinese food never gets old. With a wok on the stove, I got...
He does what he's told, and that's to start the episode.
Hey, folks.
So woks.
It's regular Sam, and I'm here to tell you about the wonderful sport,
woks. Spelled?
How do you think it's spelled, motherfucker?
W-A-L-K?
What?
W-O-K?
What kind of fucking world do you live on where walk is spelled W-A-L-K?
Is that not how walk
What's wrong with you?
Sam, this is Reed.
Reed, Sam, what's wrong?
Sam, joke's out of the room. Did I just spell walk wrong?
No, you spelled it totally right. Okay. I'm just, just giving you shit. German TV show.
Okay.
Wetten Das.
What's this?
November 2003.
I don't speak German. That was literally a guess.
Broadcasted from Winterberg. The immediate success of this show led to the second world championship of this event.
Okay, wait, hold on. So it's a TV show and a competition in Winterberg.
Yes.
Okay. You didn't say it right, because that's like, that was me saying it as the most gentle German speaker in the world.
You're right. I should have been.
In the poetry that they speak of Winterberg.
The immediate success of this event created the second world championship of said event in Innsbruck on March 4th, 2004.
Okay.
Participants are mostly B-list celebrities.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Also athletes.
So we got a spread.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a sports competition, I know who my
most of these athletes have ongoing professional careers in winter sports.
Uh-huh. Are they doing Fish Olympics?
You wish, stinky boy.
Told you not to call me that anymore.
3-time Olympic luge champion, George. It doesn't have
a... Why did you fucking say it like that? Yeah, my name is George.
It's missing the E at the end, and so his name is George Hackle without an E on either of those.
So I would say... That would be pronounced.
Do you think it's Georg?
I think it would be Gorg.
Gorg Hackle.
Okay.
Sorry, Hackle and the Jamaican bobsled team.
Holy shit. Holy shit. Are we doing Cool Runnings? Sam, I've seen that movie so many times, I know it by heart. You got Sanka, you got Yul Brynner, you got the other guys. I don't fucking know. Great movie. Watch it.
The third championship.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. We're already on to three.
Hold on. Okay. So we breezed through two. Okay.
2003, 2004, 2005.
Damn, consecutive.
Mm-hmm. 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 In contrast to the previous championships, all taking place in Winterberg. There were two runs in which all contestants participated.
Okay.
So sort of like the pumpkin regatta if they let everyone go at the same time.
That's okay.
A lot, yeah.
Especially since I don't know what's happening.
That's fair. We'll get there.
Okay.
The times of both runs were added as a further invocation.
Is it a thing you get as a warlock? Your little invocation, like, oh, I can you speak with animals?
You gotta use agonizing grasp on the luge.
Pretty fun.
As a further innovation, a qualifying round was created in which the participants had to jump from a trick ski jump with walks to determine the starting order.
Uh-huh.
After this, the sporting event was professionalized.
Oh, of course, because that's hey, Sam?
Yeah.
They don't talk about this, but kitchen utensils are the catalyst for most big sports.
Mm-hmm.
Once you introduce those, you're in the big time. That's MSNBC, ESPN was the word I was looking for.
Reed, I would like to introduce you to the official Walk World Championship.
Holy shit.
Yeah, this is walk racing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Equipment.
Can I guess?
Have a ball.
I want to say a saucepan.
That's, you know, you'd be close.
Okay.
But you wouldn't be cooking
walk
noodles.
About it.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry.
You're walking around the...
I was going to say, it was a long walk for the joke.
The typical racing walks.
We're going to get fucking hate, man.
Are the ordinary round bottoms.
Okay.
Usually directly imported from China.
As I will say,
yeah.
Most pants.
Yeah.
Probably. I don't actually know.
90% of pants. The only modifications
Pants just show up in my life. I've never bought a single pants.
I need some pants right now. I got an empty house at the moment. I just moved into my apartment.
That's fun. That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, sorry. Walks.
Walks.
You smack that bottom with some epoxy to reinforce it, and the edges are coated with polyurethane. Foam.
Christ, it just doesn't cut the shit out of you.
So it doesn't cut the fuck out of you, exactly. Four-person walk sleds consist of two pairs of walks. Each of them is held together by a rounded frame. I think it's like, guys, imagine like one of those like coffee holders from Dunkin', like you just put the cups in it. I think it's that, but with walks.
And dudes.
And the and old whole, walks and
the
dudes.
The walks and whole people. Okay.
So yeah, held together by a rounded frame. The two pairs are connected by a coupling.
So not, that's what I call pod racing, baby. Do you want me to be funny over this song?
I'm gonna go walk sledding, maybe. We can get coupled.
I'm gonna say a word, so you have to edit this out of the podcast. But you're gonna pick the word.
I mean, I can't play much more of George Michael without getting flagged. Okay. All right. Sorry. Lost my place. Two pairs of walks coupled due to the rather risky fucking nature.
Yes.
They have to wear protective gear, ice hockey shit, pretty much.
Okay.
And reduce.
Also, oh my God. I was going to say Mickey Mouse three times, which I'm pretty sure someone's a Disney lawyer. Not to circle back to that previous joke, I was just thinking about it. What do they have to wear, Sam?
They have to wear, to further reduce friction and the risk of injuries.
Uh-huh.
The athletes wear this on their feet. What do you think it is?
Smaller walks. We call them walkies. Walkie-dos.
Fuck, that's good. You know, you're very close.
Really? I was going to say, like, ice skates.
Yeah. No, you'd think... No, they wear ladles on their feet.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. What?
To improve performance, you heat the bottom of your wok with something called a blow lamp, which I just blowtorch, I assume. Before the race. Now, Reed, we get into the advertising controversy.
Uh-oh. So, Sam...
Yeah.
This is big enough to have sponsors.
Uh-huh.
And there are whole-ass celebrities and professional athletes wearing spoons on their feet. Okay. Just making sure I'm on the same page.
I mean, that's what this says anyway. It could be lying to us. My computer could have generated this on a Google Doc for me.
Well, Sam, people on the internet don't lie to you.
That's true. That's true.
It's illegal.
That's the moral of this story, is you should believe everything you hear on the internet, especially politicians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hey.
Yeah.
If that little website has a little lock right before it, that's because the government trusts it and you shouldn't.
That's right. That's right.
You really only want to go to only untrustworthy websites.
Those unencrypted open lock websites. Yeah. Those are really the ones you want.
It's my open door policy.
Public walk racing.
Okay. Sorry. We didn't talk about the controversy.
Yeah, this is the controversy.
This is the controversy.
This is the controversy. I have not read this yet, so we'll find out.
We do vastly different amounts of research for ours.
Public walk racing is only practiced once a year at the World Walk Racing Championships.
WWRC.
Yeah.
I don't know why I like playing with the acronyms when we come up with.
They're aired as special editions of something called Rob's Show on a German television station. Sorry, German television channel called ProSieben. The network used to declare these broadcasts as sporting events under German law that allowed the network to treat the massive corporate sponsorship of the event as incidental advertising, which didn't count against Germany's strict rules regarding time limits for TV commercials.
Okay. I don't see where this is going. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't understand. Okay.
I mean, think Super Bowl. They have like these huge ads.
Yes.
It's pretty much just that. That's the law, is you can have these massive ads. After a Berlin court ruling in 2009, the shows have to be labeled as an infomercial, since unlike a regular sporting event, the races are explicitly staged for the TV broadcast, and there is strong evidence that the profits of the event sponsorship directly benefit the network. So walk racing almost got canceled because of that.
Okay.
However,
we almost lost walk racing.
Almost. So close. 2003, Winterberg. 2004, Innsbruck. 2005, Winterberg, Innsbruck, Innsbruck, Altenburg.
Altenbergen.
Altenbergen, Winterberg, Oberhof.
Ah, beautiful area, Oberhof.
Yep, so each one of these is a year. Okay. So we're all the way
God
down.
Damn.
We're all the way down to 2010.
How have I not heard of this? That's six consecutive years.
2011, Innsbruck.
Okay.
2012. Oh, fuck, this is going to umlaut. It's actually Königssee.
Oh.
Then Oberhof, Königssee, and Innsbruck, all the way down to 2015.
Okay. So this is, it's, okay.
Yeah.
It's just, honestly, we don't see consecutive years for a lot of the stuff we cover.
No.
So the Germans loves his walk racing.
Well, I mean, it's the Germans, so they got it, and then they stuck with it.
That's fair.
We got some rankings. How many rankings do you want? Do you just want the weirdest names?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, give me the, do you have like a person who has the fastest time?
Ooh.
Because I want the fastest time.
I mean, I have gold rankings.
Yeah, give me the gold rankings.
Okay. 2015 was Armin Zogler.
That's the German for hammer. It's actually Arm and Hammer. That's a sponsor.
And Georg Hackel has won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 gold medals.
Holy shit.
And
that man is mostly walk.
And 3 silvers.
Wow.
And no bronze.
Well, because, hey, Sam.
Yeah.
When you're that good, you don't accept a bronze medal. You disqualify yourself and go home and prepare for next year.
There's really not that they had. So the very first walk world championship.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a team name.
The Stromsbergs.
No.
Okay.
Just keep going.
And they're German teams?
They're German teams.
Okay. The Deutschland Deutsches.
It's really only one that's any fun.
God!
And it's Dick Brave and the Backbeats.
That's pretty fun. Dick Brave and the Backbeats sounds like the single greatest jazz band that has never left their hometown.
And then it just becomes like the Pro-Sieben team, the Pro-Sieben team. And then there's Fisherman's Friends, the Seat team. Like, they get kind of boring. There is one that I cannot pronounce that is, I'm going to try.
Uh-huh.
Europa Versicherungen / Österreich.
Okay.
That's what we're going with.
I like it. That's actually our team name. We compete.
Good, good. Oh, I actually do have a fastest time. Fastest speed.
So wait, okay, hold on.
Yeah.
I need to know some stuff, and I know that you'll probably go over this again. Mm-hmm. How they are sledding down snow?
Yeah. Sorry. Yes, okay. It is a sledding event.
How long is the hill?
The hill...
Just give me a rough idea. Long, short?
The hill is roughly 50 seconds long.
Okay. So I'm going to guess... The fastest time is fastest speed, 30 miles an hour.
I'm not sure the conversion rate. This is done in kilometers per hour.
Okay.
But wait, let me look up the conversion.
Dun, 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 dun. Google it, Sam. You'll do, 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 da, brah, giddy, got, got, got.
Okay. You guessed 30 miles an hour?
Yeah.
Okay.
And again, this is on a walk with ladles taped to your foot. So 35 miles an hour, Sam.
Yeah.
I need you to know, would probably put me 6 feet under the ground.
You'd be hitting magma because they go nearly 72 miles an hour.
Jesus, mother of God. What, 70 miles an hour on a
walk.
Frying pan.
Uh-huh. And that was the Winterberg, 114.3 kilometers per hour. That was Elton and Friends in 2009.
Elton
Friends.
And Friends.
And Friends.
Maybe. And I don't know. Some people have that need to go fast. And some people probably should go to therapy.
Yeah, no, there was this 114 and then a 105. And then the next highest was in 2000, Georg Hackel, 2007 at 91 kilometers per hour.
Gorg.
Gorg Hackel.
Actually, I believe in this scenario, it would be pronounced Gorg.
With a vague scraping sound directly after that. But yeah, that's that. Reed.
Reedy. 70 miles an hour.
Nearly 72.
Holy shit.
That's walk racing, my friend.
That's fucking... I don't like going 70 in my car. And I'm in control of my car. You are on a round bottom frying pan going 72 miles an hour down a hill.
It's, you know those like round sleds you can get at the like fucking Walmart?
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine going 70 miles an hour on that.
Would
no possible way to steer.
You don't have.
Except
don't
get, for ladles on your feet.
It's, and you know what? It's at that point with ladles on your feet, not up to you. Where you go, that is up to walk and God
and roll
and Gorg.
Gorg has a fucking handle on this. This dude Gorg, has won, what was it, 10 golds?
Are you saying Gorg has a handle on his walk?
Fuck right off.
It's pretty gorgeous. Gorgeous. Story didn't work.
Hey, don't.
Damn.
That joke raised my hackles. But
you've talked about going fast on a walk. Okay. And now I think it's time to talk about going home
fast on a walk.
On a walk.
Will you drag me behind your car?
Yeah.
While I'm in a walk?
Yes.
Cool. That sounds like what I, Reed, want to do.
Guys, anyway, I think Reed's a clone.
I'm not a clone. I'm sorry. I didn't. Sorry. The tone on that wasn't right. I'm not the clone. Anyway,
don't
folks.
Don't fucking fool you.
Please. Our corporate sponsor wouldn't allow me to be a clone. Anyway, folks, thank you for listening. My name is Reed.
My name is Don Lightman.
Oh, God. Sid, he's back.
Hey.
I know you can't stop him, but.
Listen, I hope you enjoyed your walk story.
Because soon you'll be walking into an early grave. That's not true.
That's not
everyone
true.
Have a great night, a
you'll
great
be
week.
More like falling.
Yeah. And guys, until next week,
we hope you have a wonderful week.
Get out
filled
there.
With very little Italian mafia
and a lot of walks in any way you spell it.
Ideally, a lot of Chinese food.
Ideally.
Do
you want to go see that new Chinese food place we found in town?
Yes, the one that is really weird looking.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I like any Chinese food place that has no windows.
Yeah. The basement with the cooking basement underneath it really threw me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
As it should. Mm. Anyway, we'll see you guys next week. Until
you know
then.
They also have the roast beef shots.
Why are those a thing?
I don't know.
Anyway, before we have to explain that, we'll see you next week. My name is Reed.
My name is Sam.
Get out there and play ball, motherfucker.
Get the ball. Do the sports. Do hoorah.
Do a hustle.
Do a hustle.
Thanks for listening to Tertiary Sports. This show was co-created by myself, Sam Workman, and Reed Bridge Koningsberg. If you loved us, do me a favor and put up a 5-star review on your favorite podcast provider. Come join the conversation on our socials, which can be found at ramshacklestudios.net. Till next time, live well and be kind. Smooches.